I try again. As it was said earlier by the minister, gender stereotypes start very early. It starts in kindergarten, and kindergarten shall promote equity and equality irrespective of gender, functional ability, sexual orientation, gender identity and expression, ethnicity, culture, social status, language, religion, and worldview. So it's a massive thing that the children shall be exposed to in the kindergarten. And kindergarten shall base their activities on the principle of equality and anti-discrimination and help to ensure that all the children are able to experience and create an egalitarian society. And also the staff must reflect on their own attitudes in order to best convey and promote equity and equality. As we mentioned earlier, there is a new national curriculum for primary, secondary school and training. It started in 2020. And equality, gender, and diversity are among the topics strengthened in the new curricula. The school shall present knowledge and promote attitudes which safeguard equality and equal rights. And the importance is, so how to counteract gender stereotypical educational and occupational choices, which also was mentioned earlier. This is on the agenda and an important task in the whole system of education. One very important aspect of high quality career guidance is, of course, that it is gender neutral and discourages choices based on gender stereotyping, but rather looks at the individual and his/her skills sets, wishes, and opportunities. Therefore, all efforts to provide access to career guidance and to make sure that it is professional, high quality guidance is the best way to ensure that gender bias is not part of the guidance girls or boys receive. The government emphasizes that all students must have access to high quality career guidance, and the government will therefore strengthen and develop this further. Norway has a well-established and regulated system of cooperation between social partners and government. The tripartite cooperation is also important for upper secondary vocational education and training, and the National Council for Vocational Education and Training gives advice on an overarching level. How to counteract gender stereotypical educational and occupational choices is high on the agenda and an important task for all the councils. When it comes to higher ed councils, when it comes